Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
We have just about 20 minutes left in today's trading session. Let's get a technical view on today's trading session. Sean O'Hara is president at Pacer ETFs. He joins us on the phone from Pennsylvania. Sean, nice to have you here on Bloomberg Radio. You are looking at the markets, a technical view. Technically, what does it tell you right now in terms of market valuations and market moves?
Well, you know, the earnings are about 50% of the way done on the S&P 500, and I think that they're up about 9%, which I think is a solid number. You know, there's so much distraction and so much other news going on that oftentimes maybe we forget that the markets are moved primarily by fundamentals. Are companies making profits? Are their sales and their revenues increasing? And from that perspective, all of that looks pretty good. So I'm not in the camp that thinks that we need to necessarily have tax reform or health care reform, or whether Scaramucci's in or out or who gets the job matters. You know, these companies need to prove themselves as far as businesses and increase the value of their businesses, and their stocks will follow.
Is there a point, though, when what seems to be the dysfunction out of Washington does impact, though, corporate executives from spending money, investing in their businesses, from consumers, from maybe slowing down over nervousness over what's to come?
Well, I think the people that run businesses actually take enough time to actually look beyond the crazy headlines and this, you know, the ineffectiveness of the Republican Congress to do what, you know, they were sent there to do, and look at real things like, you know, the real policy and the real actions that the Trump administration is taking, you know, like, for example, you know, the Foxconn plant in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. There is a much better overall business environment and business attitude from the top down politically today than there was the prior 8 years. And I think that's what businesses look at and say, you know, is this the kind of environment I think I can invest in and grow?
Interesting. So when you look at the market then, what sectors in particular do you find interesting?
Well, we use free cash flow and free cash flow yield exclusively on a series of ETFs here because we feel like that's the only number that a corporation publishes that, you know, doesn't run through some kind of a filter or can't be massaged in some way. And so when you look at the overall market and the free cash flow and free cash flow yield on it, those numbers have been following earnings on the way up. So that all looks good to us. But, you know, when you use free cash flow, the thing that we would look at is that you get to trade the same stocks at a discount if you weight them by their free cash flow in an ETF. And so we have a large cap U.S. product, for example, that trades under 15 times earnings when the overall market's at 21. When the market gets to 21 times earnings, I think people, you know, for the right reason, start to get a little bit nervous. But if you can buy a basket of high quality stocks that are U.S.-based, for example, that trade at 15 times earnings, you're probably better off in the long run doing that.
Right. There's a little bit more move to run with those.
Yes, and you know, a PE ratio is nothing more than the current price to earnings, but we're buying future earnings when we buy stocks. And so if I pay $21 for future earnings versus, say, $15 for future earnings, I'm in a much better position. I'm not overpaying a couple of years' worth of earnings to buy the same stocks.
Does it bother you how the market is skewed in the favor of a few big tech names? Although if I look at, you know, the overall rally for the market, it has been to some extent rather broad-based. If you look at the S&P 500, only telecom and energy are down, but all the other major industry groups in the S&P are up. But nonetheless, we do see a handful of tech names very influential on the market.
And probably for the right reason. I mean, they're dominant forces. They generate huge amounts of free cash flow and have high free cash flow yields, and they're in businesses that are growing, and they're in the sector of the economy that's growing the fastest. And that probably will continue. The one part of the market that potentially would worry us a little bit is the utilities and how high they're trading.
Mm-hmm.
That's more a factor of people trying to buy dividends. You know, the person who's had the hardest go here has been the retired American investor who normally would live in large part on some of the yield they would get from their investments. With yields where they are, very, very difficult on those folks. So they're starting to chase dividend-paying stocks, and they've bid up, if you will, utilities and consumer staples in particular to levels that are probably beyond where they should be. As an alternative, again, we've got a global dividend strategy that trades at like 16 times earnings that is not heavily weighted in consumer staples and utilities. So it would be a good balancing portfolio or investment for folks who are looking for a free current yield.
What kind of environment are you anticipating for the rest of the year?
I think that, you know, the first quarter's earnings were pretty good, 14% year-over-year growth. The second quarter is 9%. I would think we should continue along that vein unless you have some kind of, you know, extreme event, you know, globally that makes people rethink things. Or if we have, you know, a real kind of unwinding of the old political process in the U.S., that would worry me a little bit.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, on a day where I thought it was pretty quiet, and then all of a sudden we got the headline crossed that President Trump has replaced Anthony Scaramucci, you know, just on the job about a week as his communications director. He's got a new White House chief of staff, John Kelly, being brought in. But I guess the thinking is here, Sean, that if things don't get worse, that's fairly good for the markets, and things can only get better if some of the initiatives come out of the administration.
Well, I haven't seen a lot of forward-looking, you know, consensus-built expectations for earnings that really fully calibrate, for example, health care reform or tax reform into their numbers. They're still not too far ahead of where the current pace of earnings growth is. So if they don't get anything done and the market continues to perform the way it has been from an earnings growth perspective, I think that then stocks will, you know, can continue to go. If they do get something done on the tax reform side, mm-hmm. for example, I think that's just a little added fuel for the fire or the growth, if you will.
We're talking with Sean O'Hara, president at Pacer ETFs, on the phone from Pennsylvania. What's more important, Sean, in your view? Is it the domestic agenda, the domestic performance, or is it globally how things go?
For U.S. stocks, it's definitely the domestic agenda. You know, the continued movement by the Trump administration to shred, if you will, the overburdening regulatory environment to get the government off the back of the public sector is really important. It would be great to get some tax reform. Overseas, you have stocks that are cheaper than ours from a price earnings perspective and dividends that are a little higher, so that probably warrants a little bit of a look. And they're still much more aggressive over there in their monetary policy. You know, there's still a lot of easing mm-hmm. going on overseas, and if the effect of that easing has the same effect it did here for the last 10 years, it's good for asset prices.
Is it also good that we kind of see Congress, for better or for worse, you know, not being able to move forward on anything? I mean, is that what you want to see potentially as an investor, that there isn't going to be any big significant changes potentially, though, on policy? You said that could be an upside for the market, but the market also likes gridlock.
Well, as long as they don't do anything too stupid, right? I mean, the problem is that, you know, that I think the American public is looking at what's going on, and I can't imagine you would look at it on either side of the aisle and think, you know, it's somewhat of a disaster. I mean, there are real problems that need to be fixed. And, you know, we have a tax regime here that's just not competitive globally, and I think people want to see something done on that front.
Yeah.
But if they don't get anything done on that front, and, you know, we still see the underpinnings and the fundamentals continue to improve, then that's good for stock prices.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Sean, thank you so much. Sean O'Hara, president at Pacer ETFs, joining us on the phone from Pennsylvania.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.